Welcome to Every Night! Number one sports betting show from the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Dick.
And I'm Baby Johnny.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
The Dukes are making us proud.
The Dukes are currently making us proud.
There's so much time left.
We need to hold on.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that much time.
Me either. Feels like that game's been going on since we started the show.
They are up 8 with, I think, 12-ish minutes left. They need to hold.
Michigan State.
Hey,
Michigan State,
shout out.
Good
great win boy. In the barn.
It does.
LB State. What?
Long Beach State 13-0 run right now. They're up by 3.
Yep, 20-17. They are up. Connor's bet on all the dogs.
Yep. Okay. I don't love
money
the pace of the Long Beach State Arizona game. I would like
slow.
Long Beach State, slow that thing down, but 13-0 run.
It's pretty good.
It's working, baby.
Pretty good.
That's good coaching. That's a man who knows he's out of a job.
Creighton's up 5 on Akron at half.
Yeah, that one's going to be a bit of a bleeder.
Tell you what.
That's going to be
early on.
That's
early, 12 early
and a half. It's going to be a sweat.
Feels like the puppies are alive early
on.
Yeah,
very alive.
Puppies are very, very alive early on.
Yep, I've updated my rest of the day approach somewhat accordingly.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Yeah, I'm starting to ruff a little bit when I wasn't going to ruff, and I'm starting to worry about some of the coin flip favorites coming.
Last night we were good on Colorado. Congrats, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Wins all around there.
Mm-hmm. Halliburton, 10.5 assists, got screwed by the blowout benching, which I need to be better. I should have seen that coming.
It's okay.
Favored by 10.5.
I didn't realize Jimmy Butler was back when I was betting on the Cavs.
He was questionable. That'll happen. So that's not really on you.
That'll happen, brother. That'll happen. But we're in it, okay? This is March Madness. We're in it.
Oh. There's no,
what?
What? Before we get into the March Madness and continue on, we missed the Valspar Championship, which is also taking place. And I would just like to state on record, Justin Thomas is going to win. He's 10-1 right now.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Dukes are up 6. Sorry, back to 8. But the live line is -2.5, Duke. So that one, they're expecting that one to get close. Akron +9.5 live line. That's a 5-point game at half. Long Beach State +12.5 while they're up 3. Interesting situation there.
That's the best thing about the 20.5 point dog is that, like, basically once you play 5 minutes in the lines,
you know,
so long gone, that's the best.
Next, 2:46 tip, 24 minutes, North Carolina Wagner, 24.5. I believe none of us had anything on that, correct?
I'm on UNC.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you are. You are, because the 7 guys on Wagner, they're going to push it. Yes. Yeah.
I do almost want to get in the foxhole with the 7-man rotation, but I won't.
Okay. At 3:10, Illinois and Morehead State. I am on Morehead State +12. What say you guys? Anything? I can't remember.
I'm on Illinois -12.
Illinois, yeah. Big Ten championship, correct?
Yes,
yes sir.
They are 2-7 against the spread in the first round. Another tea leaf, if you will give me one moment. Morehead State is 7-0 against the spread since January as a dog.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very good basketball team.
I'm joining you, Tony, on Morehead State +11.5.
Fucking sick block by the Dukes. All right. Oregon and South Carolina. I believe we were split. I was on South Carolina. It's a 1.5-point game. I was also on the 1.5-point dog earlier in the day that got absolutely trounced. So I am worried here. But I am going to stick with South Carolina. I believe you guys are on the Ducks.
Yeah, I'm on the Ducks, +1.5.
I'm getting scared off because of their overall against the spread records. Oregon is only 16-18.
Yeah.
While South Carolina,
you know what they say about the tournament?
23-10.
Oregon didn't start playing until the end of the year.
Quack.
You know what they say about those overalls, right? You throw those out come tournament time.
That is what they say. That's why it's January, February.
Yeah. Nevada and Dayton. I have the Dayton money line. I'm just an A-10 guy through and through, so that's where I'm going to stick.
I'm on Nevada money line.
Yeah, I'm on Nevada. They're so old.
Bruce, you're an A-10 guy too. What's up?
I am so old. But I wasn't. The Dukes impressed me mightily. They're in the Elite Eight of all my brackets.
Okay.
Oh.
But the rest of the A10 during that tournament didn't knock my socks off.
Good. Yeah, I get that.
And Nevada has, I think they have 3 grad transfers, just a very old team in general, if not now, when.
Old souls.
I am sticking with Nevada on that one. I'll stick on the Ducks, too. I mean, fuck it. It is March.
Colorado State and Texas. I got nothing for that one. I always like to take the team that I, obviously not the 16 seeds, but if it's the 10 or 11, whatever that playing game is, I always like to take them in the first round because feels like more likely than not, they've already got that momentum. They've got that game under the belt and they start quickly. Maybe I'll do a Colorado State first. No, just give me Colorado State.
What's the line on this?
2.5. 2.5.
Is it towards Colorado
Texas?
State,
Texas favored.
I saw a lot of really weird like 10s, 11s that were actually like favorites. Like Drake was a fucking favorite on my book that I was looking at. And like stuff like that. I took all of those favorites because I was thinking, fuck it, the books know something here.
Give me Colorado State, first half, +1.5, -112.
Tell you what, I like both those teams. I'm going to sit that one out.
Okay.
I really like both those teams.
I'm horns up. I like Texas here. I know it's dumb and recency bias and all that jazz, but that game was just so shitty between Colorado State and Virginia that it didn't exactly win Colorado State a lot of brownie points in my book.
Okay.
Obviously, they played better than Virginia.
Understandable, for sure.
Lockdown defense, all that jazz. But, I mean, I remember Dylan Disu. I remember Brock Cunningham.
Yeah.
I remember these boys. Having a great season last year. Obviously, they had a worse season this year. They're 7 seed, but I like them on the money line.
Okay. Oakland and Kentucky, 13.5. I got nothing there.
I'm laying it with Kentucky. I think they're going to get right here.
Okay. Gonzaga and McNeese. I like actually both teams, so I'm staying away.
You know what I've done here?
What have you done here?
Because I know everybody is on Samford.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Everyone thinks Samford's going to beat Kansas.
And you think it's...
Will Samford covered? There's a good possibility they do. Will they beat Kansas? I disagree. I have Kansas and Gonzaga in a moneyline parlay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. South Dakota State and Iowa State, 15.5. I got nothing there.
Yeah, gun to my head, I'd lay it with Iowa State, but yeah, I'm out.
St. Peter's in Tennessee is 21.5. I got nothing there.
Give me St. Peter.
Who are the Petes? The Petes of old at all?
I don't care.
I mean, they went on a run to get in.
Yeah, they beat Fairfield to get in.
Yeah.
Give me St. Pete's money line. What is it?
It's a lot. +2,200.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Put me down for the Peacocks +21.5.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they're the Peacocks after all.
It's March.
What are we at? 4?
No. It's BYU just hit a 3 to make it 52-47.
Jeez.
Okay. Tight butthole.
Yeah. I mean, it's been.
Peaky bum time.
Every time the BYU has made a bucket, though, the Dukes have answered.
The Navy cowboy hat with the Dukes gear is a great list.
Thank you. NC State,
like the school mascot.
Texas Tech. I actually like Texas Tech.
Ooh.
I know NC State went on a run, but they've had a few days to cool off. No. Will they return to the team that they were all
Don't
season
turn
long?
Your back on the
wolf. In my pack. Head, they will. I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Guess who's back? The bad boys are rustling. I love the Wolfpack here, +5.5, please.
Yep. It does kind of get... Samford and NC State will not go 2-0, in my opinion, just because it feels like everyone's on the Wolfpack, feels like everyone's on the Samford Bulldog.
A 1-1 there.
But the pack seems sweet. They got a big old center, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you, Bruce. I do not think NC State and... Samford will both win. That's why I am on Texas Tech. I am on Samford +7.5.
Yeah, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid with both of them.
I know the one guy's out, but Dickinson being back for Kansas is just massive.
That is big.
Yes.
But they do kind of like just... they're not like great. They're, you know...
No.
They're pretty bad offensively, and Samford's one of the fastest-paced teams in this tournament.
Drake and Washington State.
And elevation, depth, all that jazz that Reese Davis was talking about.
Everyone is on Drake.
This happens with Drake every fucking
year. For that reason,
year.
I'm hot. Well, it's because Drake a year ago, was or no, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago, they started 17-0 ATS. And
yeah, basically, Monmouth became Drake, and now Drake is living that life.
I watched this Washington State team live and at Arizona State. I was not impressed.
Okay.
I love Drake on the money line here.
Me too. Fuck it.
Okay.
I have him.
Northwestern and Florida Atlantic. That's tomorrow. We're into tomorrow now.
Yeah, this always gets me. I always forget to turn the page.
We are into tomorrow now. I got nothing for Northwestern and Florida Atlantic.
I got FAU money line.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. I'll join you there.
Yep.
Colgate and Baylor. I do have Colgate plus the 13.5. I love the way they play basketball.
I'm just gonna fire this off right now and get this out of the way. Mm-hmm. This is a money line parlay.
Okay.
Baylor, San Diego State, Auburn, Duke, Houston, St. Mary's, Marquette, UConn, Alabama.
Who could ruin that?
Who says no?
Who could ruin that?
Who says no?
I feel like San Diego State might ruin
that. Speaking of, I have them actually minus the points. I'm taking San Diego State minus the 6.5 against UAB.
Yes, I will lay it as well.
I'm going the other way. I'm on UAB plus 7.5. Really?
Good luck, brother.
I'm on Nevada, Fayette, Boise State, though. I am back kind of on that fade the mountain train.
You can't do that just because Boise melted last night.
0-10 in the tournament. I mean, the Mountain West, just for whatever reason.
San Diego State went to the final last year.
I remember.
What conference was that?
Are they in the Mountain West?
Yes, yeah. Dude, they won the Mountain West tournament last year.
Well, no, I mean, I thought you were chirping me for saying that they were in the Mountain.
Like before San Diego State did that, though, the Mountain West had been terrible.
No, I know. I think we're going.
Oh, you think we're going home?
I think we're going home.
Okay. Marquette's 14.5 against Western Kentucky. Nothing there for me.
Yeah, I'm not laying it.
Stetson in Connecticut, 26.5. Nothing there for me.
No. They will drop 105 and put everybody on notice and cover this 26.5.
Everyone is on New Mexico against Clemson. I'm going to stay away.
As they should be.
Okay, you're on New Mexico.
Yes, please.
Give me Clemson.
Clemson feels like Virginia, but
they're better.
Clemson is not bad. They are getting dragged through the mud a little bit here.
Okay. Auburn minus 12.5. I'm actually going to lay it with Auburn.
Here's a pro Clemson fun fact. One of the best free throw shooting teams in the nation.
That's actually
important. That's charity stripe, baby. Yeah, I'm with you on Auburn there, Tom.
Okay, so we're both laying there. Colorado and Florida. I don't know what I'm doing here. I think I'm just going to stay away.
You're like all year, whether I bet on or against Florida, I just can't find it on that team, no matter what I do. I like that Colorado team. Did they get a little bit lucky last night? Possibly. But
that was really a melt, though.
Yeah.
What's the line on this?
1.5.
Oh, really? It's a pick 'em. I'm basically taking Florida then.
Yeah.
For sure. It's probably, 140 minus?
My heart is with the Buffs.
I'm on Florida, or on Colorado, rather, and to go back one, I'm going to take Yale plus 13 as well.
Who they got?
We were just doing it. What
are they? Auburn.
Auburn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Duquesne's doing
really, to explain, it's in Spokane, Washington. It's a long trip.
Yes, it is a long trip.
It is a long
trip. That's an early morning. That's the Ivy League.
Huh?
Dukes are doing the same fucking thing they did against VCU.
They're up three.
Where when they get up, the last four possessions, they haven't shot it until there's 2 seconds left on the shot
clock. Just run the clock down. You're good.
Only
got to do it for six more minutes.
Yeah, and when you're up three, yeah. Texas A&M, Nebraska.
I like Texas A&M plus 1.5.
I got Nebraska money line.
We're also with Nebraska. Six. Oh, I guess we're not here, so we got to do them all.
Nebraska.
What's this guy fucking talking
about? I was about to say we're at 650, but then I remembered.
Yep.
Yes.
So who do you have, Bruce?
It's only one. I guess I'll take the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I don't like it one bit.
Duke, Vermont. It's 12.5. I got nothing.
I'm laying it with Duke.
This is my big money line splash. The Vermont Catamounts win this game. They got nothing to lose.
You're right.
That is true.
Grambling against Purdue, 26.5. Nothing for me.
I'm taking Grambling.
You have
to. I'm going to take them on the money line, too. Fuck
26.5. Okay.
You got to take it. Yeah. Until
they
Purdue.
Play too fast.
That's an absurd amount.
Until Purdue shows up in a March Madness tournament and covers 27, you can't be laying it.
Charleston and Bama, 9.5. I got nothing there.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Mm-mm.
Either way.
Okay. Longwood is 23.5 against Houston. Nothing there for me.
Sign me up for Longwood, baby.
Nice.
The Lancers.
K. Okay.
Are they good? Are they a good bunch?
They've been good to me all year. I ain't name off enough.
All right, I'll join you, brother.
My last pick tomorrow is JMU plus the 5.5 against Wisconsin.
I'm with you, my friend.
Okay. TCU and Utah State. Nothing. That one was too close to call for me.
Give me Utah State plus points.
Yep, Utah State.
And then I think whoever wins Utah State, TCU will beat Purdue if Purdue's able to get past Grambling.
Purdue!
And then two teams I like, so I'm going to stay away. Grand Canyon and St. Mary's ends tomorrow's games.
What's the spread on that?
5.5.
Ooh, give me St. Mary's.
Yeah, I'm laying Mary's.
Yeah, okay. I like the Mary's. I also am holding a 75-1 St. Mary's National Championship
I like ticket. That Mary's team.
Me too.
You're only up one?
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
I do have a 140-1 ticket on Nevada to win the national championship.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it too.
Cinderella. I didn't even look because it's March Madness. Do we have any NBA?
I genuinely couldn't tell you.
I got just the Pelicans money line versus the Magic.
Okay.
I'll back my beloved New York Knicks plus 9 at Denver.
And then you want my NHL?
Do we need to call Nicky Skates in here?
Is he coming in?
Probably not.
All rise for Nicky Skate.
You want me to just run through it?
Oh, no. Yeah. Losing. Fuck.
No, and one, baby. Let's go.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
We don't got the game on back here.
NHL. I got the Hurricanes, 60-minute line against the Flyers. I got the Bees at home against the Rangers. Sorry, Bruce. I got the Panthers, 60-minute against the Preds. Oilers, 60-minute against the Sabres. Cougars, 60-minute against the Habs. And Vegas money line versus the Kraken, and that is all. I don't hate the Red Wings at home plus money for some reason. That's a big game against the
Islanders. Huge, big win for the Rags.
Huge game.
If you guys can march into the Garden and win, more power to you, Bruce. More power to you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Long Beach State's still doing the damn thing.
What are they doing?
They are up 28-26.
Yep.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Arizona.
I threw him live money line. Bad play, but
I mean the guys are playing for the coach. You can play for the coach.
To be honest, I started this show just looking through my fucking bets because I forgot to throw fucking Long Beach State plus the 20, and I said I would do it on this show, so I threw him money line. And what I will leave you with, Tony?
Yes.
Champions never complain. They're too busy getting better. John Wood.
Well said.
Well done.
Boom.
Good choice for today, Mitt. That guy won a lot of basketball games.
I'll do the same as I did last weekend. I'll tweet out at least one pick on Saturday.
Okay.
I also will continue to honor Gumpy's promise. I did have a bad beat on it this past weekend.
I lost.
That'll happen.
No mean tweets, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for no mean tweets. All right. I'm going to go sweat this one out, and we will see you on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.